when you do tab lesson 16 in book 2, there's some string muting going on. You have two notes, two strings at once, like, and then you have finger. I'm playing that second fret of the fourth string with finger one, right? So you got those two notes. Then I'm taking finger two to hit the sixth string third fret, and I'm muting. I'm resting on the fifth string when I hit that note, so that if I accidentally hit the fifth string, it'll just be a thud. That's called string muting. In other words, I take finger two, it's on string six, fret three, and it's lightly resting on string five without really pressing down. So if I accidentally hit string five, I don't get any sound. It's called string muting. And the strum here is down, up, down, up, up, down, up. That's just bar one. So we're gonna play that over and over. Three, four. Down, up, down, up, down, up. You have to toggle between the second finger being on and not being on. Like, when you're playing the power chord, the zero and the two, don't put the second finger down.
Oh, so I'm actually playing that.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so three, four, like. No, you won't play that string.
Mm-hmm.
You'll only pick the string. Wow, that's quite a bit of thunder. Strings five and four. So, but don't leave that finger, the second finger down yet.
Okay.
Like three, four. Yes. Good, that's right. We're gonna loop that a couple times. Three, four. Did it wrong. Three, four. Beautiful job. Now the second bar would be up, down, up, down, up, down. All right. So we're gonna do only the second bar. Three, four, one, and two, and three, and. Nice job. Now I'm going to put all that together and it'll sound like, I'll play it once and then join me. Three, four, like. Okay, here we go. Three, four. And we'll loop it. Okay, three, four. Good, and the direction of the hand will be down, up, down, up, up, down, up, up, down, up, down, up, down, like that. Same as you would in strumming. The only difference with the right hand is that when you strum chords, only the pick touches and the rest of the hand is kind of free-floating. But if you wanted to, you can anchor, like rest the underside of your pinky on the picking hand. You can rest it on the strings the same way you do with single notes. All right, so like you rest it a little and then you go one, two, three, four. And then if you were gonna go to the second line, it would be the same exact business. Everything shifts up one set of strings. So now you're picking strings four and three. Two, three, four. And then you're back. Three, four. Good. Now this last line. Same business, last two, the bottom two strings. since I'm playing 5th string 2nd fret with finger 1, then I'm going to use fingers 2 and 3 to get frets 3 and 4. Now, I've been telling you all along the fret and the finger will match, so that doesn't add up when I'm telling you to use fingers 2 and 3, but this is rock and roll, so whatever.
Okay.
It's much easier. Right. And I don't think any rock and roll, I don't know, this sounds like an AC/DC song or something. I guarantee they wouldn't play it like that, you know. So, when in Rome, you know. Like one, just on the last line, 3, 4. We're gonna try it together at tempo 70. 2, 3, go. Did I do the last two bars right? Let me just check. No, I didn't. I didn't play right. But I did just there. It would be like 1 and 2 and 2 and 3. One and two and four and two and three. Like that. Alright, so let's do the whole thing. That was 70. I wonder what like a good tempo to get it up to would be. I don't really know.